Good to be in the house of God tonight. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? So many things happening in the house. As you can see, we're under construction and still hold on a little longer, church. We are getting air. Woo! So hopefully in the next week or two, they will be installing our units. Amen. So it should be nicer in here temperature-wise. And the praise team said, amen. But we welcome all our visitors tonight. We pray you feel the love of God in the house. We welcome those who are joining us online. Amen. Just a few announcements. Kristen Kaufman, she's back there. She's going to be having the Zion Lions tonight. And Liza Shirey, she's over there. She's with the Kingdom Kids. So children, you can follow your classes. The Jaywalkers, it's a children's youth ministry for the junior youth. They meet every Wednesday night. I encourage you, if you have little ones, amen, 8 to 12, 13, bring them on Wednesday night. Liz and Kristen really do a wonderful job with them, amen. And on that note, they are having a party this Friday, and they open it up to all our kids' classes, the little up to the youth ministry. And they are going to have a Jonah party here at the church this Friday beginning at 6. So see Kristen. She has lots of flyers, more information. Also this Friday, Pastor Chris is going deeper Bible study. Amen. It's just a Bible study in the Word. So bring your kids. They could go to the party and you can be in the Word. Hallelujah. Up here, we'll start at 6 o'clock with some worship and go right into the Bible study at 6:30. Bring your notebooks and pens, because he gives a lot of info. Amen. A lot of scriptures that you can go home and study. Amen. Don't forget on Saturdays, we gather here for PowerFit. It's just Bible study. Amen. In the morning at 10 a.m. every Saturday, unless I can't make it, but usually we're here. And if anyone needs a fan, they were over here as you walk in the door. I hope they're all together, but I know it's hot, and if you need one, you can at least get a little bit of air. We just ask you return them. Listen, we are having a picnic, a family service picnic, and it's going to be at Pastor Chris and I's home on Saturday, July 3rd. So listen, no church here in the building that night. It's going to be picnic, and we are fellowshipping. There's going to be lots of food. We're going to begin at 4 p.m. and going to start eating at 4:30. The church will be providing the hot dogs, the hamburgers, and drinks, plus all the paper products, plates, cups, napkins, and utensils. Everyone that is coming is asked to bring a dish or dessert. And on that note, there are sign-up sheets over here. So if you know if you're bringing a dessert or a dish, just sign your name. And first come, first serve. If you know you want to bring a hot dish, like Jody's meatballs, hint, hint. Like, if you want to bring a hot dish, there's a few spots reserved for hot dishes. I'm not saying you have to. But if you want to, please see that. Also at the picnic, we are going to have a small service. Pastor Chris, just some singing and a little word. And we are going to have water baptisms. There has been a lot of people in our own assembly that has never been fully baptized. And if it's something that you want to do, please see us if you want have any information about it, if you have any questions. We already have 5 people signed up. Amen. So we just really believe that God is going to do something that night. Hallelujah. But lots of fellowship. There's games for the kids and adults. There will be shade. We're having a tent with chairs. However, if you want to bring your own lawn chair, bring it, because it might be more comfortable for you. Amen. Just stand with me. Are you ready to worship, church? I was listening to a song all day. I was battling in my body, like something was trying to come upon me. And I said, I am not missing tonight. Get behind me, whatever's trying to come on me. And this is what he was telling me. I was listening to a song all day, and we played it on a Wednesday night a couple weeks ago, is lay everything at the feet of Jesus tonight. So if we brought something in tonight, whether it be heaviness or a sickness or maybe something mentally in your mind, something heavy that you carried in, leave it at the feet of Jesus tonight and worship him. Hallelujah. Because listen, church, everything, whatever it is, everything must bow at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there is nothing that our God cannot do. Nothing that our God can do. And there's going to be healing, deliverance. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, this is what his word says, that we live by faith, not by sight. So whatever you're feeling, whatever the feeling that we may come in with, believe by faith that you will be changed tonight. Hallelujah. This is a God moment tonight. Hallelujah. So we pray, Father God, that you just enter in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to our Kairos moment tonight. Father God, that you just move amongst your people. Move in this church mightily tonight, Lord God. We pray for healings and deliverances, Lord Jesus. People to be set free, Father God, from whatever is binding and holding on to them, Father God. We pray from every area of this service, from our children to the adults from this class, Lord God, that everything be pleasing unto you tonight, Lord God. That we offer a sweet smelling sacrifice to you, Father God. I pray for our pastor. Stretch your hands forth to our pastor in the name of Jesus, that he brings the word tonight, Lord God. Let him just flow, Father God, in this house tonight with the word that you have placed upon his heart. We thank you. Pray for the praise team, Lord God, as they sing and enter us into the presence of God. We pray you. We thank you, Lord God. And we all said, amen.
Him, the more we praise him, because we realize how Without him, we're nothing. We're not, yeah, we're nothing. So, just encourage you to be just hunger and thirst after him tonight. And just seek after him. I want to welcome everyone tonight. Well, let's just praise and worship. The power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King of all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is a fan of love.
Thank you, Lord.
That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings the chaos back into order? Who makes this orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay on your life, that I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
When you feel the room, you're near and I know that you're with me.
You're near and I know that you will be. To receive from you, Lord, the healing, Lord, touch, the victory, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're there willing to give it out to us. All we have to do is accept it, Lord. Oh, your healing touch, your freedom, Lord, your victory, Lord. Love is devoted, like a spring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Yes, your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, for mercy for today. Faithful you have been, faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and that's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Father, the orphan, your kindness makes us whole. You shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing us in white, bringing beauty from ashes. You will have your bride.
Free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. That's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips.
You will be praised on my lips. You will be praised.
You will be praised. With angels and saints, we say, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. Angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. And that's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips.
You will be praised, ever be on my lips.
You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are. and saints, we sing worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing worthy are you. That's why I sing your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips.
Come on, sing it out tonight.
Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips.
I won't let fear take away my praise. I won't let disappointment remove my praise from my lips. Discouragement. But with everything within me, everything within me, oh, in the midst of disappointment, I'll praise your name. Hallelujah. In the midst, hallelujah, in the midst of my enemies, I'll praise your name. That you ever be praised. In the midst of sickness, I will ever praise your name. Oh, let the praises of God be on your lips. Let the praises of God be on your lips. Hallelujah. It's like medicine. Hallelujah. It's like healing. Hallelujah. It's like healing to your soul, to your body, as we praise his name. Let nothing take that place. Hallelujah. Let nothing take that place. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So let the praises of God be in your mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody shout to God. Woo! Somebody shout to God. Hallelujah. Shout to God. I won't let, hallelujah, disappointment rob me. Rob me of my miracles. Rob me of my praise. Because I know that victory is in the praise. I know that victory, hallelujah, is in worship, hallelujah. As we worship his name, I'm here to tell you, don't let shame keep you from worshiping his name. Don't let shame push you in a corner, hallelujah. Because I'm here to tell you, he has removed sin, hallelujah. He has taken it away. He's removed sin and doubt, hallelujah. That we can enter in, praise his name. And praise his name. And praise the name of Jesus. Oh, the name above all names. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Heavenly Father, I pray right now. Children, go to the classes. I pray right now that we receive this word and the power of your name. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you speak to us. Have your way. Hallelujah. Say, have your way. That's a dangerous prayer. To tell God to have his way. Can you say, I do desire that? I don't want to live any other way but with him having all his way within my life. I want to live in a place of surrender to him. Because that's reigning in life. That's a victorious life. That we're to live abundantly. That means a life of overflow. Oh. I want to encourage you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for each one here. I pray that those that are viewing here tonight will be touched. I pray that, God, Lord, they're not separated. They're not separated. But I pray that your spirit that's here is there. That your spirit that is here is there.
Father, there's no separation. So I pray right now, God, Lord, that just a strength upon them. Hallelujah. Come on, I just want to lift your hands. Just close your eyes and lift up your hands. Whatever. You know what? Where God is, right here, right now. I want you to hear this. Where God is, right here, right now, everything is possible. Amen? Come on, can you say everything? Everything is possible. There's nothing you're facing. There's nothing that you're going through right here, right now, that not everything is possible with God. Everything is possible. He's the God of breakthrough. Hallelujah. He's the God of breakthrough. He breaks through. Hallelujah. You cannot say no to God. Hallelujah. If God wants it done, it'll be done. If He wants it done, it'll be done. God said, let my people go. They were God's. He paid with a covenant with them. And guess what, Pharaoh? Let the people go. I'm here to tell you, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Enemy tries to hold on to people. He has no power. Let my people go. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I got to get this off my chest. Are you okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dan played and the praise team played a song that I wanted to share. They sang it. I really don't have to share it, but I'm going to do it anyways. Is that okay? Thanks, Kelly. 30 years, that's why I'm still married to her. You know what I mean? She just supports me. Listen to this. Psalms 34. Listen, I pray that God gives you a revelation of who He is. Do you know how I'm here where I am today? Because God waited for me to get a revelation of who He is. He waited, and He waits. I'm not there yet. He's still revealing how big He is. So every service I walk into, every day that I experience, He wants to amaze me. He wants to wow me. Come on, Eamon, do you want the wow factor in your life? Come on, I want the wow factor in my life. I want God to amaze me. I want to be inspired by Him. The Bible says, those who seek me will find me. Those who seek me will find me. That's who He is. He challenges us to seek Him. Look for Him. Hallelujah. To go after Him. You know, I used to play hide and go seek with my daughter, but I never hid that I couldn't be found. I hid so that she would find me, that she would look for me, that she would seek me. I'd be hiding in a place where it was kind of easy, but she would look, not so that I couldn't be found, but so that she would seek me. Sometimes, I want you to hear this. I feel the Spirit of God on this. You might feel that God's hiding from you. I'm here to tell you, look. Just seek Him and you'll find Him. I pray that even tonight, right here, and that you begin to have a revelation of God's goodness and mercy right here. God wants to crown you with His tender mercy. Crown you. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm bursting with joy over what You've done for me. Now, I just want to give this to you real quick. This is in the Passion Version. But it says that I am bursting with joy for what You've done for me. Now, let me give you just a little bit of what's taking place right here. This is a man called David. You know who David is? Listen. And I want you to just to take a hold of where David is. David is in the midst of Adullam. It's a cave. It's a dark place, Minzy. Caves can become where the only thing that you hear is your own voice. So whatever you're saying, that's what you're hearing. So we got to be careful, because sometimes you get in dark places in your life. You got to be careful what you're saying, because you're the one hearing it. See, the enemy wants to try to separate you and divide you from God. But I want you to catch on to something. I want you to see something. David had an understanding because he knew how to be inspired by God. I need to be inspired by God, not just on Saturday, but every single day. Hallelujah. I wake up and God, I need you to inspire me to speak to my life. Strengthen me, God, because I'm a weak vessel, God. But God, Lord, you're strong. You're mighty, God. With you, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. God wants to strengthen you. He wants to make himself completely available to you. I got you. You got to get this, man. So here he is. He's in a place of Adullam. And guess what? He lost his best friend, Jonathan. Did you ever lose somebody in your life? You feel like, how am I going to make it? Somebody that really you depended upon is gone. But here's David in a place. And Saul's after him to kill him. Because of a hatred that was in his heart for David. So I want to tell you something. You could have just went to that place and it could have been your tomb. It could have been David's tomb. It could have been his place for him just to pull the covers. How many of you, come on, help me tonight. How many of you have ever been in that place, whether you've been in a tomb or a cave, where you just said, you know what, you pull the rock in front of it and that's it, man. But I'm here to tell you, David did not do that. He found his inspiration from the Lord. Hallelujah. So in the midst of that cold, dark place, he began to declare unto God, you're the joy of my strength. Hallelujah. That you will ever be on my lips. Let me read it out of this version. Bursting with joy over what you've done for me. My lips are full of perpetual praise. I'm boasting of all your works. So let all who are discouraged take heart. Join me. Everyone, let praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. Listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, and he answered. Let me say it this way. I sought the Lord and he heard my cry and he delivered me from my fears. God heard your cry. The Bible says that from the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain on your behalf. Say before. Before I even cried with the problems I had, God sent his son. Say before. Before you even cried, it was God. See, David had a revelation. Say revelation. He had a revelation of what God did for him, that he could take advantage of it. I pray that you take hold of the revelation of what he did for you, that you can walk in the authority. Listen, we are meant, and we said this, that we are meant to reign in life. But that only happens, say reign in life. Reign in life. Say reign in life. Reign. Come on, amen, say reign in life. There's a lot of things that try to distract you from reigning in life. Some things try to get in your way. How many of some things that have tried to get in your way from reigning? Two people. Come on. Let's say it again. How many of you had some things that tried to distract you from reigning? What does that mean by that? Is letting God reign in your life, because you are the children of the Most High God. You are meant to reign. You are meant to live from the place of abundance. We're meant to live from a place of overflow. I'm inspired by God's words. Not mine, but his words. I believe what God says, he says, is true.
Yes, absolutely.
This is God's word. His word. His word. Amen? He heard my cry. Hallelujah. He sought me. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. Wow, my goodness. We can go into more of that, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try to get into this. Amen? Say, this is part of our series. It's kind of a series because I want to go with this. Living under the influence. Can you help me say that? Listen, here's the thing. I do not stand up here just to preach at you. I want to pray to preach with you. Because when I look out there, I see a bunch of preachers. Come on, amen. Come on, amen. We are all to preach the good news, amen. So you need to preach the good news to yourself, amen. See, David, he learned to preach in the midst of that place Out of that place, he began to hear himself singing praises unto God. So out of the midst of that tunnel, praise was coming out of that thing. Wow. You want to talk about inspiration to those that are around you? To say, my goodness, how can he praise? These are the men that came with him that would fight to the death because they were inspired by his heart for God. How does your life inspire people? Does my life bring revelation of Jesus Christ to you? Does my life, is there appearing of Jesus Christ in your life from me? An appearing of Jesus. Wow. See, because the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. Man, every single day that there be an appear, I need an appearance of God in my life because sometimes my flesh wants to appear. But God says, listen, I want to appear out of your life. News.
Amen.
Praise God for air conditioning. Come on. Come on. Nathan can't get here. So we're to live, we talked about last week, we're to live power assisted lives. I mean, guys, we all know that we love power. Without power, we really would feel it. Amen. You'd feel it if we didn't have power. But we are meant to live power assisted life from the Spirit of God. Meant to live that way. We're meant to live assisted by God. God bless them, every one of those bikers. Come on, keep them safe. Amen. Keep them safe. Inspired. We talked last week that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord are strengthened. Hallelujah. They're strengthened by God. Amen. How many want strengthened by God? But sometimes it takes waiting. Sometimes in the midst of waiting, you begin to get a revelation, hallelujah, of who he is. See, David was inspired because he got a revelation of who God was. He became strengthened with who God was. All right. Let me get a drink. They were saying amen to me. Pastor Rich, those are your friends. Come on, listen. All right. So listen, Wednesday night, let me just share this with you. Okay, give me a minute. That's loud, but we'll get through it. Where, are they all outside right there? We surrounded? We're surrounded by a bunch of bikes and a cloud of witnesses, too. All right, here we go. So here, the Samaritan... Y'all know the story of a Samaritan woman where that Jesus, he was at a place where he met her. Listen, God wants to meet you where you're at. He don't want you to stay there though. See, he wants to meet you and bring you to a place of reigning and ruling. See, I really believe and I know this for a fact that God has a weakness for voids, for people that are hurting, for people that are empty, people that are broken, he'll go out of their way for them. People that aren't full of themselves, that don't need to be strengthened by God. See, I want to live out of that place of desperation that I need to be strengthened by him, that I cannot go, I cannot breathe, I cannot walk any farther without being inspired by God in my life, that there be an appearing of him, that I reign. So here he was, he's sitting in this place and this woman, he waits, say he waits. See, I love this because I began to see this, that he waited for her to get a revelation of her, of him, of himself to her. He waited because when she entered and she came on the scene, he was the enemy. She attacked him. See, I want you to hear this. At one time we were enemies of God. We were separated from God. There was a divide between us. It wasn't God against us, but it was us against God. We had this thing against him, and it was sin. But as she went there, as she went to that place, she got a revelation. Eventually, she began to say, "You're sir." And then she went from that as he waited patiently. Nobody will wait for you to get to where you need to be like Jesus. Other people might desert you and might leave you, but I'm here to tell you, he's faithful. He'll wait for you to get to that place. Don't wait too long. See, because he wants to reveal himself to you that you reign here, here, here in life. Here, right now, right in this moment, hallelujah, that you reign in life with your family, in your workplace, and all that you do in church, that my life inspires those around me. So he waited for her, and all of a sudden she began to get a revelation that he was a prophet, because he told her things that no one else knew. I want you to know that you wait around, you sit around, you be around with God, you wait upon God, he will tell you things that no one else knows, that only you know. He'll speak to your heart. He'll whisper things to your heart that you might need, that you need, that you've tried to avoid. Things that have caused you frustration, things that have caused you to be weary. He will speak to those areas so that you don't stay there. That you get to a place of revelation of him, that you realize he's Christ. He is Jesus Christ. The Savior. And from that moment, she left her water pot and went. And she evangelized all of Sychar. One woman. Because she got a revelation of the greatness of God. See, God wants you to get a glimpse of who he is. God wants to reveal to you. He wants you to live, listen, under open heavens. I want you to know that's not something that will come. I want you to understand there's a revelation for us to understand that he's already ripped the veil. That we live under open heavens. And Jesus Christ was the example because the heavens were open and a dove, the Spirit of God, descended, hallelujah, upon Jesus and rested upon him. That same Spirit wants to rest upon you, hallelujah. It wants to find a resting place in your life. Do you guys know that that Noah, there was a dove that he sent out to find a resting place. It finally found a resting place in the New Testament. It landed upon Jesus. That resting place was Jesus. Oh, come on, say amen. Listen, he's looking for a place to rest, to find rest in you. Hallelujah. Are you ready? So here you can see this progressive revelation that our lives are a place where that God wants to reveal that God does not stop revealing who he is. When he stops revealing who he is, we're dead. I need to continually let God reveal who he is to me. That causes me to be alive. That causes me to be on fire. Whew, man, that causes me to be on fire. When I realize how great he is. I told some of those ones that listen, that we live under a conviction. That I'm so convicted that with God all things are possible. That I live in a place of conviction. That I'm convicted by the Spirit of God. That anything that comes my way, that I'm convicted, Cindy. Hallelujah. That with God all things are possible. No matter how big the mountain is. No matter how big the dilemma. No matter how big the problem. That I'm convicted on the inside. That with my God, there's nothing that's impossible. There's nothing that I can't face. See, that was the inspiration, the revelation that David had in the midst of a cave where he should have pulled it over his head and said, I'm done. It was a place like that that had a revelation. Daniel had a revelation. Had a revelation of who God was in his life. Because he walked into the lion's den. You have to be inspired by something greater to walk and overcome death with that. Listen, I want to be inspired by like that. First Peter. Listen, I get fired up. It's just who I am. I don't say I'm sorry because that's who I am. I love bragging about my God. I'm not here for you to have a religious trip, but I'm desperate for you to have a relationship with Jesus. I'm on a mission to let you know that personally He desires and gave his life that you can embrace everything that he is. Everything. And walk with boldness with who he is. Amen? Let's find the hidden book. Peter. Hides from me all the time. Are you okay? 1 Peter 1:13. Let me read these to you. I got a couple scriptures. It says, Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Roll up your sleeves. Tell someone, roll up your sleeves. Fasten your seatbelt. Come on, fasten your seatbelt. Amen. This is what it's saying. Roll up your sleeves. Come on, amen. Pull up. Get ready for what God wants you to do. He says, and pull up your seat, be sober and be hope into the end that for grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation, say revelation of Jesus Christ. Get ready. Put on a strap on your seatbelt because when you begin to get the revelation of who he is, you're going to take off. When you get a revelation and your eyes become open to the greatness of God, hallelujah, you're about ready to take off. Hallelujah. And not only that, but you're about ready. God wants you to live in an ignited life that you set your neighborhood on fire. You set your home on fire. You begin to cause people to be captivated by the God that's within you. So buckle up your seatbelts. Hallelujah. Buckle up your seatbelts and get ready to have a revelation of who God is in your life. Man, I want him to blow me away. I want to be in awe of God. Woo! He says, so listen, so revelation, the word revelation means this. You have heard it before. Apocalyptus. You say it with me? It's always a scary word. Can I tell you what it is? It means an unveiling. Say, that's all. Do you know what Revelation, the revelation of the last book of the Bible? It's a revelation. It's one book of the Bible that tells you before you start what it's about so that you don't get messed up. Without the understanding of this, you'll be sidetracked. It is a revelation of Jesus Christ. It says it right in front. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Just in case. It's a revelation. So revelation means it is unveiling of Jesus Christ. So it's an unraveling, unveiling, hallelujah, of who he is that you could partake of. Amen. In an unveiling of what he did. An act of revealing or communicating a divine truth. That's what revelation is. I got to say it again. You ready? It is an act of revealing or communicating a divine truth. There's different ways. There's different ways to get a revelation. There's probably more than that, but I'm just going to give you these couple if I can get there. Come on, sit. Ask God to help me tonight. There's five different places. There's different ways. Four different places that God can reveal something to you to get a revelation of who he is. One of the places, it is a place of desperation. I want you to know that I've got a revelation of Jesus Christ when I came to a place of desperation. When I came to a place where that all those other things, say other things, weren't filling my need. They were actually decaying me. They were destroying me. So I came to a place of desperation. God's looking for some people that are desperate for him. Hallelujah. He shows up. He don't just show up. He's waiting for you, hallelujah, to be in a place where you're desperate for him. He's waiting for you to come to a place. I have nowhere else to turn. Jesus says, just turn to me. Because why? Because I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. I am all in one. I'm waiting you to come to a desperation. Sometimes people go all their life not getting to a place of desperation to find him. That they walk in a place of relationship with him, knowing him. But you see, those that walk in that place of desperation, man, that place of hunger for him, that God wants to reveal who he is to you. God's looking to reveal himself to the desperate. The Bible says that his power is made perfect in my weakness. His power is made perfect in my weakness. It's like the song that we sang, that he was hovering over the waters in the midst of darkness. The first scripture in the Bible begins to declare that there was void. Amen. Kind of feels like my life. I was in a place of darkness just like every one of us. And it was in that place the Spirit of God was hovering. Say hovering. It was hovering and was waiting for the opportunity for me to be desperate, for me to say, come, Lord Jesus, come. And the Spirit of God, whew, brought light into darkness, into voidness and emptiness. He's looking for places to fill up voids and emptiness. He doesn't stop wanting to fill your hearts in every area of your heart, every different place of your life. God wants to fill everything. God wants you to see his strength and his might. Out of the midst of my weaknesses, God has made strong. There is the power of prayer in the word, testimony, and God's messengers. I pray tonight that I give you a revelation as God's messenger to declare God's word. God's word, not my words, not what I have to say. Because what I have to say means nothing. But what God says that you can have. Let that be a revelation in your life. Amen? So let's look at these scriptures real quick. Are you ready? Ephesians. I told you already, get your seatbelts on. This is a scripture this is a prayer. And this is a prayer that I tell everybody all the time that I really, when I believe that, I want you to get this. I want you, so many times people come to me, they say, I don't understand the word of God. I don't understand the Bible. This is the prayer that a drug addict that burned a lot of brain cells read to get a revelation of who God was in my life. And he showed up and revealed himself to me. This is the prayer that we are to pray over our lives every day. When you read the word of God, pray this prayer. Don't stop. Sometimes I have to get to a place where I open my Bible at work and I'll read it 2 or 3 times a day. 4 or 5 times, wherever it is. Open the Bible, just read it again and again and again. That I get a revelation. That we be desperate for a revelation of who he is. Because I'm telling you what, the enemy will reveal who he is. Without me asking. He will show up and reveal. Oh, look at this. And try to get my attention off God. So this is a prayer. This is a prayer that we pray. It says that give unto you the spirit of wisdom, that we have a spirit of wisdom, that you have the spirit of revelation. Say revelation. Revelation. In the knowledge that you get a revelation of the knowledge of him. That's Jesus Christ. The eyes of your understanding, they be flooded, that you be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches and glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to you who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he brought in Jesus Christ, that you get a revelation of what he did in Jesus Christ, that he raised him up from the dead, hallelujah, that you can live. He raised him up so we begin to get an understanding of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. That's what gives me victory. That's what makes me have a revelation of that. That's what empowers me. What gives me power? What gives me authority? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the cross, hallelujah. It's what he did for me that ignites me when I get a revelation of who he is. The revelation. He says, above all principalities and powers and dominion. In every name that is named, When I am in Christ, there's no name higher than where I am in Him. Sickness is below me. I said, poverty is below me. Weariness has to be below. Every name that is named, hallelujah, has to be below me when I am in Christ. When I find myself seated with Him in the heavenlies. When I find myself in seated with Him. Spiritually, I want you to know that every one of you, when you receive Christ in your life, you are seated with Him in the heavenlies. The problem is our mind and our bodies don't always agree. They'll fight you tooth and nail because they're okay just being in the dump here on earth. Come on, so many times we love misery. Misery loves company. The next scripture is this. It's Ephesians 3:16. He said that would you grant you according to the riches of His glory. That He would grant you according to His riches and glory. Say all His resources. Come on, I want you to get the revelation of this. All His resources. I'm bankrupt without Him. But when I realize what He has is enough. He says, all the riches of glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man. That you be strengthened in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. It's by faith He dwells within me. It's the confession of my heart and believing in my heart I shall be saved. So it's in my heart. So God begins to navigate my heart. He says, by faith that you being rooted and grounded in love. See that God gets you rooted. Say rooted. And grounded in who He is and what He thinks about you. He says, that you might be able to comprehend. That word comprehend means seize. Say seize. And to possess. God wants you to possess. That you might be able to comprehend and possess His love. And with all the saints. Say with all the saints. It's all those ones that have been before you that comprehended what He did for them. Those ones that have been interrupted by His love. Those ones that have let the love of God interrupt them. So I want you to see, God wants to interrupt you, His love, with your problems. He wants to interrupt it. See, He interrupted the woman at the well with His love. He interrupted her emptiness. Listen, He says, and to know, say to know. That we are to know, that word is personally firsthand, not secondhand. It's a personal knowledge of an understanding to know. That you might know, that I might know, not what I might say, but what you might know. Say, but I might know. That I might know, Cindy, that I might know, hallelujah, personally, what He did for me. That I can identify that when He was on the cross 2,000 years ago, He died on my behalf. And He didn't just die on my behalf, but He arose from the dead, hallelujah, that today I can experience victory over defeat because of what He did for me. Come on, amen? Am I making sense to you? Personally, firsthand, He says to know the love of Christ, that we know the love of Christ, that you get a revelation of this love that passes knowledge. Man. And that word really, really, really hit me today, because when you get a revelation of His love, that love interrupts my decision making. See, you don't make the right earthly decisions when you're interrupted by love. See,
I did not want to be separated from my wife, so I married her when I was dirt poor. I didn't wait to get rich. No, no, no. See, love interrupted my thinking. It interrupted my thought of the way that, no, no, you should do it this way. No, it didn't matter because I was overwhelmed by love that made the decision for me. See, it's that same love that I said before, that it's that love that Daniel knew that caused him to walk in a lion's den. It's that same love that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into a fiery furnace because the fire was burning within them for God. That love was overwhelming them. It's the same love that all those disciples went and they died and they martyred their life because they were overwhelmed by the love that was in them. It's not a decision that you make in the natural, but when you're overwhelmed by the goodness of God and His mercy that He's done for you, it'll interrupt your common thinking. Your natural thinking. Cause you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. See, I want you to know, it's not about me having to do this. This is a personal decision that I have a personal relationship that I know Him. See, it's that love that captivated me. It's that same love. Let me say it this way. It's that love that when I was young, that my father would always tell me, I've said this before, but it was always, it's a good way to take hold of what I'm saying here, that my father used to tell me all the time when I was younger, he says that I wouldn't bathe all the time, like a normal kid. My wife doesn't have to tell me that now. But when you're a kid, you want to play, you want to play, you want to have fun. My dad said, man, listen, you're a dirtbag, you stink. I'm not sitting in a car all the way to Elwood City with you, smelling the way you are. See, my dad loved me. But as much as he loved me, and as much as he tried to tell me to do something, I didn't want to do it. But one day, I met a girl. And what my father tried to beat into me and convince me to do, I did it with love, submittedly, completely surrendered. Began to shower, began to put on my dad's cologne, wash behind my ears. Because why? Because I was in love. See, listen, I want you to know, when you get to that place personally, when it comes from love, it'll cause you to do things you couldn't do on your own. When God captivates you, when you get a revelation of His love for you, when you realize that even before you chose Him, He chose you. He heard your cry before you cried. From whatever pain, whatever place, whatever sickness, whatever addiction, whatever that thing might be, whatever place of loss of sin, overcome by sin, He went to the cross on your behalf before you cried. Before you knew that you needed Him, He went for you, that you can experience His greatness. Are you okay? His love interrupts my decision making. It's that same love that interrupted a normal decision making in the midst of a storm. When all hell was broke loose, Peter seen Jesus walking on the water. The normal way of thinking would not be get out of the boat. All those that were with Peter, what are you doing? And Jesus says, come. See, it was a love for him that caused him to stand on the water, to get above the problems. It was a love that he had for him that caused him to forsake everything and follow after him. It was that love that interrupted his life for him to forsake everything. You cannot forsake those things in life without being overwhelmed by his love for you. By just getting a revelation of how much he loves you will cause you to stand, be rooted and grounded, that you would know the depths, that you would know, hallelujah, that you would know the depths, that you would know the length, that you would know the breadth and the height of his love for you. How wide it goes, how far it goes. It doesn't stop. He says, to know and to love the Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. God wants you to be filled with all that He is. That we come to a surrendering with all of our weakness and exchange it for all of His strength. All of His might. We feel defeated sometimes because we're facing things without His might or without His strength. Without a revelation of what He's done. That sometimes we rush into battle. We try to deal with things. Come on, I mean, help me. Because sometimes we try to deal with things with on our own out of that place, without of a place of Him being inspired by Him first. that we could stand in the midst of the fire. Sometimes we wonder why we're burned. Sometimes we wonder why we're ate by lions, because we need to be inspired by him first, hallelujah, to walk in the midst of those things when I'm quickened and I'm strengthened. I'm going to wrap up here, I think. I'm going to find this. You give me a minute, 5 minutes, five, 10, 15. See, but God wants us to know us. He wants to know according to the power that worketh in us. See, I didn't get where I need to get because we really need to see. We need to have a revelation, all these different places of revelation, that we get a revelation through his word, that it'll jump out of the pages. Man, my first revelation, I've told you this before, but it's real to me, because the first revelation was, I don't care how many times somebody told me, Mimsy, that Jesus loves me. It didn't mean nothing to me. In Sunday school, I'd write the pictures. I would draw in color, Jesus loves you. Make the ceramic plaques that I still have to this day, Jesus loves you. But it didn't mean nothing to me until I knew it for myself. Until I was really at the place of desperation to say, no, I need to have that. I need to know in my heart that he loves me. I need to believe it, that I experience it, that I taste it for myself. Not just by what somebody says that God says about me. No, that I know, Beth, that I know, hallelujah, personally know that he loves me and know the depths of it. Know that there's no end to it, that no matter what I face, no matter what I'm going through, it's love that never fails me. When I know his love for me, there's nothing that I can't face. That with God, all things are possible. Last scripture, 2 Peter. Second Peter 1:2, it says that favor and grace, or grace and peace, be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. That grace and peace, that divine power and goodness be revealed to you of who he is. That it be multiplied. Not just once, but every day. I want you to hear this. God keeps getting bigger. Every day, God shows to me and revealed to me that what I thought was impossible yesterday, with my obedience to him, is possible today. And it's according to his divine power. Hath given to us, all of us, pertaining to life. Everything that we need. Say, everything we need pertaining to life. Everything that I need pertaining to life is given to me. There's been a deposit through the Spirit of God deposited within my life. In your life. If you've received Jesus Christ in your life as your Savior, there's a deposit of God within you. There's a deposit of God within your life. See, I want you to know, here's the thing. See, and the more revelation, the more I begin to understand. See, my spending ability is not where it should be without me knowing the statement of the deposits. See, but when I begin to understand the statement, when I know what my wife has deposited, I become more confident in what I spend. I don't bounce a check. I want you to understand something. There's been a deposit within me. And the more revelation I get of the statement of the deposit. Gotta get this. The more revelation I get of the understanding of the deposit that has been made on my behalf in my account for me. The more understanding I get of what he did for me, the more confidence I have to withdraw from that place. the greater revelation I have, and I can begin to withdraw. I can begin to walk in health. I can begin to walk, hallelujah, that no matter what sickness might come my way, I begin to walk in confidence. Come on, amen. We begin to walk because the Word of God says, the bank statement says this, hallelujah, by His stripes we were healed. We were healed. That gives me confidence. Gives me confidence, not because of what I can do, but because what has been deposited on my behalf. Whew. So what has been deposited on my account? Then I begin to get a revelation of what He did for me. I get confidence. A confidence gives me to a place where that, like Peter and John, they walked, and a man that was lame, broken, they reach down and says, silver and gold have I none, but what I have. See, they had a revelation of the deposit. What I have deposited in me, in the name of Jesus Christ, in His name, get up. Get up. He just get up. See, the revelation that Peter and John had caused that man to get up, to have a revelation of what Jesus did for them. And they began to run and leap and praise God. Would you stand to your feet? Just refuse to be impressed by our problems and be impressed by God. Get a revelation of who He is. Begin to pray these prayers. Begin to pray those prayers over your life. They're yours. They're yours. They're yours. Sometimes we say, "Why things aren't happening in our life." The Bible says, those who seek me, find me. Maybe, I want you to know that sometimes we're trying to find something. We're trying to find an answer in our prayer. Maybe the answer that we have was just Him, and it's enough. Maybe it's just that love that He has for us that caused me to overwhelm. See, it was that love that would overwhelm Paul that caused him to be in the midst of a prison to say, nothing separates me. He's in prison. He's bound. He's chained. He can't leave. But he's more free than those people that have chained him. Nothing separates me. See, because there was a divine inspiration deposited within him that he was withdrawing from, that the world doesn't know, the world doesn't understand, hallelujah, that God wants you to get a grip on, that you pull from the deposit and the transfer that he's put in your account on your behalf in his name, that you can withdraw with confidence and you can walk, hallelujah, in abundance, that you can walk and prosperity, that you can possess all that he says. Amen. That you can read the bank statement, say he did this on my behalf. Amen. I do not have to die, but I can walk in eternal life because of what he did. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, every prayer in every heart in this place, everyone that's watching, I pray for revelation. I pray for a revelation of who you are, of all your mercy, all your grace, all your goodness. Our Lord, that each one of us have the ability to taste and see that the Lord is good, and that your mercy is never ending. That we can realize it's your goodness that leads me to change my ways. It's knowing your love for me that captivates me. That I live in a place of surrender, that I could be like Paul, that I could say I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner of your love. I'm a prisoner of your love. Father God, with all that we have within us, we will be able to declare that we are blessed and highly favored.
God's knocking more than ever. Open up and let him in. Let him reveal his love for you. Anybody needs prayer tonight, I want you to come and I'll pray with you. But God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday. We'll see you on Saturday. God bless you.